Life's excitement is change. Life's excitement is change. That's what a human does all the time. A human is always changing, changing, changing. A human is always finding things different one minute to the next. A human looks at the trees and sees the leaves changing colors and says, that's natural, that's normal. A human looks at a child and sees them growing up every day, changing, advancing. A human looks at life and says, if life is not changing, it's dead. Yes, if life is not changing, it's dead. My goodness sakes. What a way to look at life. What a way to look at living. Yes, life's excitement is change. Now, if life's excitement is human and change, and presumably it is something that we are not really too excited about, we don't really want to have that way, what do we do? How do we make life permanent? How do we make our world more real? How do we look into the divine and see reality? How do we look into the divine and see the allness that always is there? How do we do that? Well, it's not hard and it's not easy. But when we begin to look at things and we say, all is in divine order, we're saying there's balance. We're saying there's goodness. There's all is in right order. We're saying all is in pure, perfect order. But what do we mean by that? What do we mean when we say that all is in divine order? Well, all things are created, and they are created to last only an instant, if that long. All things are created to last an instant. And if anything lasts more than an instant, we're putting it into a human guise, we're putting it into a human attitude. And when things last more than an instant, then we say, that's the changing, the changeableness, the changing attitude of life. Is this what we want to go through our life, knowing the changeableness? You say, well, what else can we do? What else can we do? The only way we can live our life is to live it in its changeableness, to live it in its variableness, to live it one minute it's like this and the next minute it's like that. Yes, we watched Everlasting Tuck, a rather lovely movie we'd seen before. And in the movie, the Tuck family were traveling across the country in the 1800s, 1700s. And as they were traveling across the country, they came to a place in the West. And there was a beautiful tree standing there. And at the base of the tree, there was a pond of water. And they tasted the water, and the water was delicious beyond imagination. The water was so wonderful, and they drank and they drank, and they had their horse drink, and their dog drank, and they drank. And then after they were finished camping there and ready to go on, they marked the tree that this was a tree of that wonderful water, and they marked it so that if they ever came back that way again, they would find it. And then they went on. And as they went on, incidents happened in their life that caused them to think something peculiar had taken place in their world. Where the young boy fell out of a tree, 30 feet, and broke his neck. And in a moment, he stood up, and he was whole and perfect. A rattlesnake bit him, and in a moment, he was whole and perfect. Some poachers had shot their horse And the horse had drunk from that water. And in a moment, the horse was whole and perfect. The people, the father and the mother, obviously it wasn't too evident of their changing age as they were middle-aged people. But the two young boys were 17 and 18, and they didn't change. The years went by, and they were always the same. And they thought, we must go back to that tree. That water was so beautiful, that water was so fantastic, it's where we belong. But as the world changed around them, they did not change. They remained ever the same. And as the story went, it had you believe that living in this changelessness of life, where there is no change, there is no today, tomorrow, next day, everything is just exactly the same. There's no aging. There's no life and death. You can't be killed. The young boy went to war, and his mates were being killed around him right and left, and he was untouched by the cannonballs. He was untouched by the firing. And they were fearful of that. And they were fearful of that not having the change, because that was what they were accustomed to. They didn't realize, at least the story wasn't meant to tell it that way, they didn't realize that they could learn how to live in the allness right now. They could learn how to live in the reality of all that is right now. Right now they could live that. But the thing is, did they want to? Did they more likely want to live in the allness? Did they more likely want to live in the everyday changingness? This seems to be what people want. It seems to be what people like. People cannot enter into the allness. They cannot enter into being the universality that they are. Could you be your original purity and integrity? Could you be the beautiful being that you are designed to be? Could this world be absolutely perfect right now, every instant? Could this world be without war, without illness, without poverty, without sickness of any kind? Could this world be a world of magic and genius? And the answer is it certainly can, because it is just that. It is just that, a world of magic and genius. But we have taught ourselves that life's excitement is change, and that when the change doesn't come, when the change isn't there, there's something wrong. And more readily, we should be able to learn to say, we don't need change. We need the oneness, the universality. We need the allness. We need that which is good. And when we need that which is good, then that's all that matters. That's all that matters, is to need that which is good. It's all that matters is to live in the now. To live in this instant, which is the only instant there is, really. And we're trying to live in other instances. We're trying to remember, and we're trying to look forward. And as we try to remember and look forward, what do? We do nothing. We have nothing. We are nothing. We do nothing, and we have nothing, and we are nothing. And is that good, and is that bad? Well, it just depends on where we want to be. Ask yourself today, where do you want to be? Your original purity and integrity? Do you want to be your divine self? Do you want to be your God self? Do you want to be your allness? Or do you want to live in a changing universe where every moment there's change? Because we are like the pictures on the motion picture screen. And each picture is complete in itself. And then it flashes to the next picture with the most miniature, minute change in it. And on to the next one, and on to the next one. And then you have to move it all to get the whole story. You have to move it all to get the whole picture. Now, how do you do that? How do you do that? You play the game that life is change. You play the game that we live in oneness. We live in a now, and yet we live in a now and another now. We don't live in the allness. We can live in the allness. We can, because that's our reality. We can return to our original purity and integrity. We can live in that allness now if we want to. But do we really want to? Do we really want to live in that allness? Do we want to wake up to realize that now is the only time there is? And this space and this place right here is the only place that there is. And the universality is what we experience so infinitesimally, but so fantastically, like the motion picture pictures of these film. And you go click, click, click. And we don't stop and say, now. And now I live in perfection. Now I am the allness. Now I am the wholeness. Now I am the goodness. Now I am all that is. And when I say now that I am all, then I am all now. This is you. This is me. Life's excitement is not its change. But life's reality is the oneness, the allness now. That's our excitement. That's our reality. And that's who you are and who I am. Claim it for yourself today. It's different. It's unique. Now is the acceptable time for all that is. And it's the only time of all there is. Delight in this with me. Delight in this with yourself. Delight in this with all the world. And know that it is true. The true excitement of life is the allness and the now. I love you. I love you. I love you.